And if not, whether acts of torture can be morally excused after the fact. And our first panelist, pleased to introduce Claudia Card, who's a professor of philosophy at the University of Wisconsin.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here and learn all of the things that one learns from such wonderful papers. Well, the title of my piece is Ticking Bombs and Interrogations. Torturing to gain information on terrorism is an evil response to terrorism, or so I argue. In my book, The Atrocity Paradigm, I analyzed evils as reasonably foreseeable, intolerable harms produced by culpable wrongs. Reflection on responses to genocide, terrorism, and torture led me since to modify the wrongdoing element of that analysis, substituting inexcusable for culpable. I now define evils as reasonably foreseeable, intolerable harms produced by inexcusable wrongs. Inexcusable here means not just wrong, but indefensible, not even partly justifiable. When a practice such as torture is inexcusable, the norms that define that practice are morally indefensible. It is a separate question whether participants or supporters who apply those norms are at fault for doing so. Their culpability is partly a function of their alternatives at the time and the nature of their participation or support.